Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, I'm Samantha Bottoms. I am the Dean of Student Success here at Houston Baptist University. I've been at HBU for almost 9 years. It'll be 9 years in October. I went to high school in Freeport, Texas at Brazosport High School, and I attended Texas A&M University for my undergraduate degree with a BS in Industrial Distribution. While I was at A&M, I was very involved with the Baptist Student Ministry on campus, and I found a love for ministry, for a love for serving others, a love for being able to be involved in spiritual things. When I arrived at HBU in October of 2012 as the administrative assistant in the Academic Success Center, I really fell in love with working with college students. That wasn't something that I expected. That wasn't why I took the position. I thought that it would be challenging, that it would be interesting, but I never thought that I would find this passion for working with college students, which is exactly what happened. And so I started my master's degree at HBU in 2013, and I've completed that in 2015 within theological studies. During my journey here at HBU, I've been in a number of different positions, from that administrative assistant position all the way to overseeing academics for the athletic department for the last 3.5 years. So I'm excited to be back in the Department of Student Success as of June 1st.
Samantha, we're really glad you're here.
Yeah, thank you.
And you know, student success, I can only imagine how different it is for a student to get out of high school, go to the university. Tell everyone how we make it work, how it's not daunting, how you can go to the university and actually matriculate, go from being a freshman to a sophomore and eventually a degree.
So here at the university, we have a number of different resources that are available to students. And I feel like that makes the difference between students being able to complete their degrees and just being able to coast through. It really involves them in the university. It involves them in their academics, but then also within student involvement and getting interested in different organizations on campus. And so I really feel like being able to invest in the university is the key to success here at HBU. We love students being involved in our academic programs, from tutoring to academic advising to our TRIO Student Success Program, but also knowing that there are student organizations that are so vital to the making friends and being able to thrive at HBU.
Okay, so you just listed off four, I think, you know, and I want you to break those down because, and I saw today, I mean, we've got a record class, there's an electricity at HBU, a lot of cool things going on, a lot of friendships being formed. Talk about those four areas, and I've never heard about them. I'm a student. My name's Jerry. Tell me how I could connect to them.
Yeah, so the four areas are career and calling, TRIO Student Success, student support services, academic and advising, and then the our new academic and academic support and resources department. And so of those four areas, we really long to holistically support students both in and out of the classroom. And so we focus in academic support and resources on both tutoring for course-specific classes, and then in also study groups outside of that. We do time management training, we do workshops.
And so does that mean that if I'm in a class and I'm struggling, and I call my relative and they don't know the answer maybe, there's somebody here who can help me?
Absolutely, yeah. So we have tutoring for about 90 different classes on campus. And so those
90
different classes, so a whole bunch.
And are those peer tutors or are they adult counselors?
They're peer tutors, yep. All of them are upperclassmen who have done well in the class. They've gotten an A, they've been faculty recommended.
And how much does that cost me?
None, so it's all part of your tuition, so you might as well take advantage of it.
Wow, okay, and so how do I connect to it?
So you can make an appointment on HBU Navigate, which is our online software for students, and then also you can just send an email to academicsupport@hbu.edu.
Academics, okay, so keep going. The first one.
All right, so there's that one. So there's TRIO Student Support Services, and so that's a federally funded grant, and so students do have to qualify for that one, but it is an intensive support program, and so they're supporting students academically, they're supporting students with helping them navigate financial aid, The three criteria are that they have to be a first-generation college student, they have to have a financial need, or they have to have a documented disability. And so if a student qualifies in one of those three ways, they can be part of the TRIO program.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then the next one?
Okay, so Career and Calling is our career services office. And so everything you can think of to do with careers. So we have resume building, we have workshops, we have career fairs. So our director is Aaron Swartz, and he's been with us for a couple years
now.
Okay,
we know Aaron. Very good. All right. And so Career and Calling, you know, I listened to the Wall Street Journal the other day, and they said, or one of them, 70% of freshmen change their major. I don't know if that stat's true or not. But I want to figure out what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So they have a number of assessments that students can do to help figure out what their strengths are and then also what they can be geared towards with their major or with different things they're involved with here on campus. They have career counseling. And so we've just transitioned into a new model. So the Career Center, of course, exists within Student Success, but our Student Success Specialists, we have six of those, and they are assigned each one to each college. And the Career Services Office, they work really closely with all of them. Two, they are also Student Success Specialists, and they train them, all of the other specialists, on what is going on in that college. So you can know exactly what's happening in your major and in your college to be able to figure out how you can be successful after HBU.
So I get it. So if I'm in the nursing school or any major college I'm in, there's a coach there to kind of help me figure out how I can maximize on that opportunity academically and do well.
Mm-hmm. And they've been trained in resume building also, and so they're, if you don't want to come to career services or if they're backed up, you can always see your success specialist and they can help you right away with what you need.
Super. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what's the third one?
The third one is academic advising and persistence. So that is the student success specialist, but they also function as first year advisors for most majors.
Okay. How difficult is it for an incoming freshman coming out of a high school into Houston Baptist University freshman year?
Not bad. So the really beauty of HBU is the small class sizes. And so students functioning out of or transitioning out of high school into college, they get the support that they need. They get the one-on-one attention from professors. They get one-on-one attention from us as staff members as well. And so I think that makes it huge and an easy transition for students. We have a number of programs also that support incoming students transitioning from high school to college. And so the Summer Launch Program, HBU Embark, I know that the Odyssey program through Campus Rec, all those programs are geared at incoming freshmen. They happen during the summer, but they help students already make friends before classes begin.
Okay, now I want you to break down those three we go on.
So Summer Launch is a program that's been around since 2015, and it is the purpose of it is to academically prepare students for college. And so they go over a lot of study skills. They go over how to take notes in a science class. They're really geared towards helping students feel confident coming into college. HBU Embark has been around since 2019. And this one is a program that I run with Dr. Russell Hamadi on campus. We partner on that one. And it is the purpose of that one is to prepare students spiritually for college. And so it's not limited to HBU students. We have incoming freshmen that attend that program that are going to other universities. And the purpose of that one is really to help students learn how to defend their faith in college. And so while HBU is a Christian school, not all schools are. And so we really want students to feel prepared for that. And then the Odyssey is through Campus Rec, and it's all about adventure. It's all about fun. They usually take them to Camp Eagle way in West Texas, and they're doing adventure courses and rappelling and hiking and things like that.
That's cool. Now, why are you involved in Embark?
So this is a passion project for me because I love working with incoming freshmen. Because my master's is in theology, I really love the spiritual growth that happens in college. It was a very pivotal time for me, college, and so I love walking alongside students as they're progressing in that as well.
That's interesting to me because your undergraduate degree was in what major?
Industrial distribution.
I was going to say industrial distribution, graduate work in theology. Mm-hmm. What was taking place in the life of Samantha Bottoms that made that happen?
Yeah, so in my undergraduate degree, that's engineering sales, and I really chose that because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do after college. And so I'd had some really good advice on that being a really sound major, that being very broad, there's a lot of business in it, there's a lot of engineering. And so I pursued it, but I was never very passionate about that program. And so when I graduated, I knew that there was a two-year internship for the Baptist Student Ministry working with college students. And because I'd been so involved in that program and really felt this calling towards ministry, I went after that. And so that's what I did right after college and before coming to HBU. But even then, I didn't think about doing that long term, and it had never occurred to me that this was something that would be part of my life until I started working at the Academic Success Center as the administrative assistant. And so when I started my master's program, I really thought that perhaps I'd go full-time ministry and maybe back into the Baptist Student Ministry full-time. Along the way, I really fell in love with just working my normal job, working within the Christian university and being able to love students and being able to point them to Jesus just in the position I was in. And that's where I've landed. And so wherever the Lord has taken me at HBU, I've had the opportunity to get to know students and invest in them.
You know, while we're here, we should give a shout out to the Texas Baptist General Convention of Texas.
Definitely.
Incredible.
Yeah,
Texas
definitely,
Baptists
definitely.
Are
loved
amazing.
Working with them.
And BSU is amazing. Mm-hmm. Explain what that program is for those who don't know.
Yeah, definitely. So on most of the college campuses in Texas, we have a Baptist student ministry. It looks differently at HBU than a state school, but either way, both of them are doing Bible studies. Both of them are doing outreach programs with to students that may not yet know Christ. They're doing mission trips all around the world. The cool thing about BSM is that while it's individual to the campus, it's collective as the whole state of Texas. And so those BSMs really come together to raise money for natural disasters, for issues that are going on in the world, for mission trips, anything like that. And so you get to be part of something greater than just your university and really be able to see how Christ is impacting the world.
And School of Christian Thought, we'll just pause for a minute there, because you got a theology degree?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so School of Christian Thought at HBU is distinctive. Has some really fantastic scholars, a lot of know-how, a lot of skill, a lot of biblical insight. What kind of impact did that master's degree have on you?
It was a really cool experience for me. So I grew up in a Christian home. I became a Christian at a young age. In college was when I really began to make my faith my own, and I did a lot of Bible study on my own. I really enjoyed it, and so I would do, I was really diligent about doing a kind of a daily Bible study and being able to learn the Bible that way. So I had a lot of biblical knowledge going into it. But going into the actual program and learning how to research, learning from theologians and philosophers, all the way back to when Jesus, right after Jesus was here, was a really eye-opening experience to me. It taught me how to find answers to the questions that were bothering me. It taught me how to seek truth in areas that I was still struggling in. It taught me really how to apply the Bible to my actual life. And so I thought that the education I received in that program was phenomenal, and I really enjoyed working beside those professors.
You know, a person's biblical depth reminds me of a well, and wells have different amounts of water. And what most people don't realize is it's not if problems are going to come, it's when. And if we don't have depth biblically, we can't absorb the shocks of life.
Right.
Because those shocks are going to come.
Right?
You've experienced that. Everybody experiences that. As much as we love mom and dad and some other people, they're going to die and go to heaven, hopefully heaven. You are dealing with students now in a nearly post pandemic generation. What kind of challenges are they facing? What are they talking about?
So I think anxiety is a huge piece of their stories. They have been through the pandemic where their whole high school or college experiences have been shaken. And that was something that's new to them, but anxiety's been around for a long time. I struggled with anxiety pretty heavily in college. And so being able to use those parts of me that the Lord has redeemed to then be able to speak into this new area that they're struggling with.
And so these young people that are telling you that, I'm at HBU, maybe I come from a family that's not super strong or whatever, could be, you know, other challenges. How does HBU come alongside them at that point, assess where they're at spiritually, and much like being in a hospital, bring them to spiritual health instead of physical health?
Yeah, so we have a number of resources. So depending on the level of anxiety a student may be going through, we have our student success specialists that want to work with students and just talk through different issues and different things that they're going through. But we also have the counseling center on campus, which I think is a huge asset and resource to all students. It's $10 a session, but if money's an issue, they don't they can work with students
and
on that,
that
as well.
And is that the Gideon Center?
That's the Gideon Center, yes, sir. Yep.
And so that's on campus?
On campus, yes.
So I'm here, and let's say I'm a student, mm-hmm. and I'm really depressed. Mm-hmm. I can go to the Gideon Center.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Everybody needs encouragement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the mentors are going to encourage me. Mm-hmm. They're going to mentor me mm-hmm. how to take these hits in life, because the hits will come, as
Absolutely.
We said,
mm-hmm.
and how to discover. Talk for a minute about mm-hmm. career and calling. I mean, mm-hmm. what gets me out of bed in the morning is I know what my purpose is,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very excited mm-hmm. about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the name Career and Calling is very significant and very intentional. We want students not only to find a job, but we want them to find a calling. What are
yes.
they going to be passionate about in life? And so both Aaron and Deb, who work in that department, are very passionate about helping students find their place in this world. That's something that usually takes some time. Even post-graduation, sometimes the first job isn't the job that you're going to be so excited about
exactly.
and pursue. But being able to have those conversations with students. When I graduated, I really thought the job I chose, that was it. That's what I was going to do for the rest of my life. But now I see, you know, that we have a journey, and the Lord has a purpose in those different pieces. And I never thought that I'd be in higher ed, but I'm so thankful that I am. I think it was the perfect fit for me. However, I wouldn't have guessed that in college. And so helping students understand that and being able to really think through that their life is a journey, they don't have to make the perfect decision today, I think makes a big difference.
Would you have ever thought when you had anxiety as a sophomore mm-hmm. that you'd later be helping students navigate through the university
no.
and achieve
right.
their great calling?
No, not at all. And I think that's a really cool thing about what the Lord does with our struggles, that he's able to use those
no
to
question.
Benefit others.
No question. And then you talked about the groups, the fraternities. Mm-hmm. So let's just list that out.
Okay. So
everybody has a different affinity.
Yes, definitely. So there's organizations for every group. We have the academic groups.
Name them.
Oh, name them. Okay. I may not know them all. There's quite a few.
Go ahead.
Okay. So for the sororities, I know we have Panhellenic and kind of regional sororities and fraternities. And so we have Sigma Phi Lambda. I know that Bucks used to be a part of the university as well. We have AED, which is for medical students. We have the Dental Association that helps students who are pre-dent. We have a lot of other religious organizations like the Baptist Student Ministry. We have Navigators on campus. We have Campus Crusaders. So we have a lot of those different organizations as well. That's just a few.
I have a tendency to ask a lot of questions.
No, that's okay.
You know, and it says here, Samantha and her staff equip students for success by spiritual mentorship, discipleship guidance that helps students overcome obstacles in the classroom. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about
yep.
that. What are the three or four, you're a veteran at this, mm-hmm. what are the three or four biggest obstacles you see students facing?
So I would say that there's a huge, when they first start college, like not knowing what the processes are.
Sure.
And you know, like I didn't realize my syllabus even existed, you know, and now I know that that's where everything for my course is in. And so some of it is just training them on how to do college, you know, what the differences are between high school, what their professors expect. So that's one big one.
You mean mom's not going to get me out of bed in the morning?
That's another one we tell students. Your roommate doesn't care if you go to class.
Yeah, right.
So we really work with students on that too. So that's a big one. They don't always know how to ask for help because they don't actually know what it is they need help with. And so if it's our student success specialist, which is who that directly relates to, and they really try to figure out, okay, is this a problem in the classroom or is this like a study skills problem? And so being able to really diagnose the actual issue helps students be successful as well. Students do come in with spiritual questions. And so I think that's another big one, being able to ask questions about, I grew up in a Christian household, I always, you know, but now that I'm on my own, I don't know if this is what I believe, you know, and being able to have those conversations with the students and being able to hit those big issues and being able to tell them how Christianity can answer those questions if they'll seek those answers.
And we need to add that mm-hmm. although many Christians come to HBU, you
Absolutely.
Don't have to be a Christian to come here.
Absolutely. That's actually one of my favorite parts about working at the university.
Well, and I've got to agree with you on mm-hmm. that, because I listened to a guy the other day say, we only admit mm-hmm. Christians in our school. Well, first off, I don't know who's a Christian and who isn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Lord does.
Right.
I know what people say and what I say. I hope I am a true believer by my life and not by just what I say. But the beauty of having this open door is that anyone can come. Mm-hmm. And so we've had Muslim students, mm-hmm. we've had Christian students, we've had non-believing mm-hmm. students. What's been your experience, because you're close to the students, those that are non-Christians, do they find a welcoming environment here?
I think they do. I think that that's one of the biggest reasons they want to come to HVU, even if they the faith's not important to them. I actually adjunct for the Christian, for School of Christian Thought as well. And so in my classes that I teach, I do have a wide variety of students that come from different backgrounds. And it's very neat, as I'm teaching Introduction to the Bible, to hear them talk about, you know, my Muslim faith, or to hear them talk about, actually, I don't believe that, but this is, I found this really interesting, or whatever it is that we're talking about. It's been one of my greatest joys to be able to walk through some of those pieces with them. With Muslim students in particular, I actually asked a Muslim student a couple of years ago why they came to HBU, knowing that it's a Christian school, and they really loved the warm environment. They loved that there were high values. Those were really important to them and to their families, and so while they didn't believe Christianity, those were still things that they related to.
You know, my wife and I enrolled in the American Atheist Convention in a recent year, spent a week with 1,000 spirited atheists. I wasn't in the least bit nervous about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of it is that I know not only what I believe, but why I believe
right.
it. 70% of those atheists were former Christians, mm-hmm. quote unquote, again, in their definition. But when you know the truth, mm-hmm. like Jesus said, the truth does set you free, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, when you teach Introduction to the Bible, mm-hmm. where are kids at biblically?
All over the place. So we have students who have a very strong foundation. We have students who are Christians, and we'll tell you that, but their knowledge level is very low. We have students who may or may not be Christians, but have almost no understanding. We have students who will vocally be atheists. We have Muslim students. We have Hindu students. We have Buddhist students. So we have all the spectrum. And so some of those other religions, also like Judaism or the Muslim faith, they also recognize the Old Testament, and so they have a lot of corresponding knowledge from those aspects, but the New Testament, of course, is new for them.
Sure. And the beauty is that a welcoming environment, mm-hmm. and given the interface I've had with a lot of faculty, I love how it's not a plunger-style Christianity, mm-hmm. and I love that, mm-hmm. because a man persuaded against his will is not persuaded still. And the fact of the matter is, what we are speaks so much louder than what we say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can they hear unless we tell them?
Right.
There's
right.
an appropriate moment to share,
right.
but we have to earn the right to be heard.
Right.
And the faculty at HBU earns that right in a beautiful way. It's really mm-hmm. cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you talk about student affairs, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to look in that camera right there,
okay.
and I want you to think about a mom and a dad, a grandparent, a prospective student who's thinking about coming to HBU, and they're thinking about maybe not coming, and they're thinking about going somewhere else, and they're thinking about not going mm-hmm. somewhere else. Would you just tell them why you think mm-hmm. they should make HBU their university of choice?
Absolutely. So I think Houston Baptist University is a perfect choice for any student because of the caring environment, because you have this fact that your student will get one-on-one exposure to academics, but to organizations on campus, to different spiritual life activities. The high ethics of the university, I think, makes a huge difference. It plays out in every faculty and staff member here on campus. But we welcome all students from all different beliefs and ethnicities and cultures, and we love that, and we make that really a part of who we are. And so no matter where a student is coming from, we want them to be a part of our family. We want to be able to invest in them and be able to walk beside them during college, because those are pivotal years. And so we want students to hear truth when they come to the university, and so we want to be able to be a part of that.
Samantha Bottoms, you are a bright light for Jesus Christ. And we are so glad you're part of our HVU team. What a gift you are to this university. You can reach Samantha at SBOTTOMS at HVU.edu. Learn more about the student affairs area at HVU.edu, student affairs. And you can enroll in HVU, both online and residentially, 281-649-3211. Any question, we have an answer for you, help you, as Samantha has said so well, find your way to discovery in any area of inquiry, 281-649-3211. We're going to keep that number on the screen, write it down, don't be afraid to call it. And just know, at HBU, there are probably two very, very, very key things that exude from this campus. One is a family. And you know, if you ever wonder why cults flourish, it's because they're looking for connectivity. A cult is nothing more than a pseudo-family. HBU is a family of faith. We want you to be a part of our family. And if you don't have a family, you can have one right here. I guarantee you, faculty will be literally like friends, like mentors. And secondly, is we care. And Samantha hit the nail right on the head. Our classrooms are large enough but small enough that you're not a number, you're a name. And if you're missing, someone's going to know. And when you're there, they're going to know as well. HBU.edu/admissions. Samantha, thank you so much for being here. Keep on keeping on, young lady.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.